All right, joining us on KBR 680, one of my good friends, and big day for you today, Bam Bam Hensley Mullen, sir.
Yes, I had my interview this morning to become a U.S. citizen, and I passed the test, so now in 30 days I got to wait till I get the ceremony. It's a big day. It's about 1,000 people that get sworn in as new citizens here in the city of San Francisco.
Oh, what a thrill. Now, the test, is that, do they give you a test of, like, government issues and technical stuff?
Well, it was history. It's history in the language of English. You know, I had to, first of all, read a sentence so they know that you can speak English, and then write it flawlessly. And then I had to study about 100 questions in which they would ask me 10 today, and then you had to have 6 right. So I nailed the first 6, and she didn't bother asking me the other 4. So the first one was who wrote the Constitution, and then the next one she asked me who was the who's the commander in chief of our military forces, Obama, the president, and then what was his name? That was the next one.
Very good.
What party is he from? Is a Democrat. Where are the two parties, Democrat and Republican? And she also asked me, name one of the states that border the south border of the United States, California. So they were pretty easy, but, you know, you still had to study them to know that they were coming. So I did that the last week or so on the road, and, you know, it was a big day today. Also, my wife got approved to become a resident yesterday. So we got 2 days in a row. We had good news here from the immigration services.
Oh, what a thrill. What good news. Boy, Hensley Bam Bam Mullen's citizenship passed, and, boy, you rattled off the answers pretty quickly. Now, did she ask you about Sandoval and why he hit 3 homers the other day?
No, she did not. I think she was very busy. There was quite a few people in line to get interviews, but, you know, it was a great day for Pablo, for sure. And, you know, if anything, you know, continue the hot streak here and finish the year strong, and then see what happens next year.
You know, you taught me, of course, balance at the plate, and you've taught the fans that in the wonderful interviews we've had during the year. And I thought I saw it a couple of weeks ago. I thought I saw the front foot down. I thought I saw less lunging. I thought I saw a more relaxed hitter. Now, he still gets excited, but I thought I saw something different.
Well, you know, people have to understand that this doesn't come natural to Pablo at all, you know, especially when he battles weight issues. Now, we all know that he's in better shape. He's lost some weight, which goes hand in hand in being able to stay behind the ball and be more balanced, as you said, you know. So it's all an effort that has to come from his part. You know, we can do all the drills and all the video watching that he won, and but, you know, he has to put the effort, and he's been doing that. You know, Pablo's a hard worker, and, you know, I'm happy he's having success here and helping the team and you know, bouncing back. You know, we all take a lot of criticism when things doesn't go well. You know, the players do. You know, we as coaches do. So, but, you know, the one thing that's been consistent is his work, and, you know, with better shape and better concentration, he's doing a better job at the plate.
Very good. Well, he's now going to be a U.S. citizen, Bam Bam, sir. Now, boy, how many countries will you be a citizen of now?
Well, you know, I'm trying to hold on to the Dutch one. I you know, in the past 5 years, they have been reluctant to have people have dual citizenship. Okay. But, you know, if it's just the American one, it's fine. You know, if, everybody knows that I was born and raised in Dutch territory, and still do a lot of stuff for the community. You know, I still go back there. All my family is there. But, you know, I've been in this country for 28 years. You know, and I've been a resident since 93, so it's 20 years I've been here as a resident, and you know, it was the logical thing to do. All my kids were born here except one, and you know, my youngest son is going to start going to school here in the States next year. So it's just a couple things in line, and we have to prepare for that, and, you know, we have to be able to have my wife stay here the entire year and support, and also you know, see the kids through their first stages in education. So it was a logical decision, you know. But, you know, if the Dutch are reluctant to let me keep my passport. You know, that's, I understand that, but you know, that's a law that went in effect about 4 or 5 years ago, and you know, I'm trying to see if there is a loophole where I can keep both.
All right. Well, I'm a lawyer, so you can ask me the question. Now, do you have to pay taxes in Curacao? Well, what's the tax situation there?
No, I don't pay tax. I, like I said, you know, I've been a resident of U.S. for 20 years, and this is where I pay taxes. You know, since I started playing in 1986. So since 86, I've been a taxpayer here in the United States.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you pay and lighten the load on me, because you make a lot more than I do. So nice to have Bam Bam Mullins. Really a pleasure to have you with us. One last thought, and I'll let you get to work. Brandon Belt. And, of course, we did that interview, and a lot of people listened to it, and a lot of people talked to you about that interview about Belt and Dominic Brown, the All-Star game after we did that interview. He's in the three spot. Is that his spot? Is it, can I say confidently he's now a number three hitter?
Well, you know, when he was coming up, he wasn't in the minor leagues very long, but that's where he hit in the minor leagues for the most part, you know, and he profiled as a guy that can hit three. You know, he's a big 6'5" guy that has strength, and you know, he plays a corner position that, you know, most of those guys hit in 3-4-5, you know, and you know, we see him, Pablo, and Posey 3-4-5 for this team for a long time to come. So you know, he's comfortable, he's hit ever since he's been put there, so you know, hopefully he can continue to have success, finish the season strong, and then you know, make a career as one of the potent left-handed first basemen that hit third in the lineup.
Good, very good. Boy, a pleasure. Congratulations. A nice day for you. Fans, he's got a big smile on his face, and the family, congratulations, and many more happy days.
Thank you. Now let's win a game.
All right, more coming up at KBR 680, the sports leader.